Sex trafficking is a big problem in the San Antonio neighborhood of Oakland, California. That problem began decades ago when several motels moved into the community. Last year, All Things Considered and Youth Radio collaborated on an investigative series exploring what it's like being the young victim of sex trafficking and how police efforts often criminalize young women. Well, Youth Radio's Denise Tejada reports that since our last story, the community has stepped up its response.
Over the last year, parents and advocates in the San Antonio neighborhood became active when they realized pimps were targeting their middle school girls.
We are here at Roosevelt Middle School.
That's Nuwan Lee. She is the program coordinator for Bonte Saray, a group that works with neighborhood girls to build self-esteem and to teach them how to avoid being recruited by pimps. School district officials say it's hard to prevent because the pimps just look like regular guys.
It happens at the bus stops, it happens in front of homes, and it happens in front of schools. Not too long ago, one of the girls who attends our after-school programs called me, and she was really, really distraught. She was like, Nuwan, I can't believe this just happened. A pimp just tried to recruit me, and he actually picked me up in his car.
Lee says the average age that girls get recruited into trafficking in the U.S. is 12 years old. People often think girls end up being trafficked because they were kidnapped, but many times it can start with a seduction or even a relationship. So Lee encourages families to have frank conversations early about dating and sex.
Yeah, it's awkward talking to your parents about sex, right? A common response for parents is to try to shut their children away from seeing this. But the reality is it's so visible and it's so prevalent that we can't do that.
It's so prevalent. The families can look outside their windows and see pimps.
See the corner over here, see that corner there. Pimps are coming down here. What happened to that?
Reynaldo and Jody Terrazas raised two girls in this neighborhood. They live a block from the National Lodge Motel that the community has been fighting for years, saying pimps run their business from it. From their living room, the Terrazas also have a view of International Boulevard, where girls, some barely teenagers, stand on the corners.
Little girls, you bet. Very skinny. They're probably weigh 100 pounds, maybe 115 pounds. Some of them look very confident and bold about what they're doing. And then there's other times they look like they're trying to get away, to hide, that they don't want to be here.
When you walk up to the National Lodge Motel, you have to be buzzed in. I'm greeted by a small woman sitting behind a thick glass window, like a bank teller. She wouldn't answer any of my questions, so I called the office later and talked to Rita Patel, who is part of the family that owns the motel. Her response to neighbors' fears about sexual exploitation of minors?
No, we don't accept prostitutes here.
You don't at all?
No, we don't.
Since we started pushing, the city attorney filed a lawsuit against this motel.
That's Andy Nelson, deputy director for organizing and public policy at East Bay Youth Center. He's pleased that the city of Oakland has officially joined the fight and is suing to shut down the National Lodge Motel for allowing prostitution and sexual exploitation of minors.
Since we started pushing, there were a couple more officers who were assigned here, and there's been a lot more willingness to talk to us and to try to, you know, work collaboratively. The concern is, you know, what would happen if we stopped pushing?
That pushing includes marches, rallies, and meetings with the mayor, the city council, and the police. Andy Nelson's motivation to keep pushing? His four-year-old daughter.
As she gets older, it's going to be challenging, you know. But every time I see a young girl out there, you know, every time I see a young girl out there, I see my daughter.
Until recently, Nelson says a lot of neighborhood parents felt there was nothing that could be done to stop sex trafficking. He says getting rid of the National Lodge Motel is not going to solve the problem, but it would be a big accomplishment. Nelson and others won't give up the idea that Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood can be a good place to raise kids. For NPR News, I'm Denise Tejada.
That story was produced by Youth Radio as part of their series Trafficked. To hear more, go to npr.org. This is NPR.